Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, welcome to Broadwasted. Before we start the show, just wanted to remind you to purchase the single of What the World Needs Now for Broadway for Orlando. 100% of the proceeds from the sale of the song will benefit the LGBT community of Central Florida.
The single featured the Broadway stylings of pretty much everyone, but also Kristen Bell, Sarah Bareilles, Wayne Brady, Matthew Broderick, Andrea Burns, Andrew Martin, Audra McDonald, Carol King, Zachary Levi, Rosie Perez, Sarah Jessica Parker, Christine Petty, Billy Porter, Marissa Jarrett Renoker, B.D. Wong, and Tony Asbeck.
You can purchase the single for Broadway for Orlando at iTunes. You can also purchase it at BroadwayRecords.com. And please do that and support our friends in the Central Florida area.
Yeah. And now for your regularly scheduled Broadwasted. Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today's show is Supergirl.
It's Supergirl.
Oh, it's smashingly good. We're seizing the day so the world will know that Broadwasted is carrying the banner through it all.
Oh, really?
This is happening.
Joining us today is the usual union of pape sellers. We have Kevin. I've got the horse right here, Jager.
I got the horse right here.
What's his name?
Charlie. I think
so. It's Paul Revere, but that's fine.
Well, I didn't know we were going to keep going with it or I should make up my own horse name. I was being creative.
Great. No creativity on this podcast.
Sorry, guys.
Kimberly, our game master, an unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And of course, with us today is a guest who you all know and love. You may have seen him on NBC Smash or on Broadway in Rock of Ages, West Side Story, Bonnie and Clyde, and his Tony-nominated performance in Newsies. Currently, he stars in Supergirl. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
CW hunk, Jeremy Jordan. Jesus.
Jeremy Jordan. Hi, guys. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hunk of the
I don't think
CW.
I like this beer.
What are you drinking?
The Rebel IPA.
You don't
I think
like
I
it?
I might switch back to Sam Adams.
Yeah, sure.
It tastes a little dank. Which is probably why you like it, Brian.
That's my go-to.
You like, that dank taste.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have another dank beer? Thank you.
Yes. The dankest. The dankiest of the danks.
Of course.
Anyways, hi.
How you doing?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Yeah.
We're really happy to have you.
You're just looking at, you're literally just checking your phone while you're talking to me.
No,
it's like, welcome.
I'm texting our engineer to bring you the Sam Adams.
Okay, fair enough. Multitasking, not your...
Technically, this is a Sam Adams
it is,
Rebel IPA.
Yeah. It's just too IPA for you. See, I call it the
IPAs
scale of boy
gross.
Beers. It's just too much of a boy beer.
I thought
beer.
IPA was like a theater diction technique.
It is that, too. International Phonetic Alphabet.
Yeah.
International Phonetic Alphabet.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
correct.
So you
wasn't supposed to learn in college.
Yeah.
You learned it.
I learned that.
No!
Out of international flip. Oh, I can't say that.
International.
You do bleeps in this show, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a Carmen Cusack singing, no! Don't take him!
No!
Over every curse.
Oh, we get to choose our own bleeps.
Yeah,
I
national treasure.
I like it.
National treasure. So you can... You can follow Jeremy at Jeremy M. Jordan. There you are. Alex, thanks. Our engineer, bringing in the Sam Adams.
Thanks, Alex.
Alex, Adam. No.
Alex brought you an Adams.
Oh, that's why it was confusing.
Yeah. Oh, that's so much better.
You can follow Jeremy on social media at Jeremy M. Jordan. That's on Instagram as well as Twitter. You're not on Pinterest, right?
No. What's that?
It's the thing I used to plan my wedding.
That's true.
I just joined Snapchat, but I'm super confused about it yet, so okay. I'm not going to give it out yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Learn it.
Get ready.
Get a 15-year-old to teach you.
Get ready.
Are you willing to wait for it, listeners?
What? Oh.
Oh.
I'm so sorry for you.
Kevin, you shouldn't get that.
I have the soundtrack.
So Jeremy drinking Sam Adams. What are you drinking, Kimberly?
I'm drinking water to go with my Claritin D.
Oh, antibiotics.
Yeah, well,
that's not an antibiotic.
That's over the counter.
Literally an allergy. Although you can make meth with it.
Can you?
Oh.
That is why you have to give your ID when you buy it.
That's the D part.
Oh. I watched Breaking Bad. I feel like I should know that.
D and,
like,
for Sudafed. Meth.
I don't know. Jay bought it for me.
That's spelling, dude.
It's Sudafedrin.
Oh, so I have Sudafed as well. Can I Breaking Bad?
You need like a lot, though.
Did you not watch
Breaking Bad?
I did. I watched every episode twice.
Okay, well, why? Then you should know this.
You missed the Sudafed episode.
Right? I watched the pilot and couldn't do it.
I've heard that Jesse
used to make meth with Sudafed.
Oh.
Yeah.
The teacher teaches him how to not do that.
Yeah, to do it properly in blue.
Kevin, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a margarita of sorts. It's some Jose Cuervo with some Simply Lemonade and Sprite.
In a Spring Awakening cup.
In a Spring Awakening cup.
I love it.
That's great.
And I'm drinking Rebel IPA.
The dank beer.
All right, so we're just gonna jump right in.
Yeah.
We're gonna start with our word association, Kimberly. For all of our listeners who don't know what it is, could you explain it?
Brian's gonna say a word, and you just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Word association.
Yeah.
Standard word association.
Yeah.
It's free association.
Free association.
Got it.
True.
Yes. We don't.
All right. I'm gonna close my eyes because.
You should. Well,
how would they know the difference? Because they're just listening.
But you telling them that is where it's at.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Picture
me with my eyes closed, listeners.
You ready?
Picture my eyelids.
New York.
Yankees.
Okay. Broadway.
Broadway. Jazz. Sorry, I just wanted to say Broadway again.
Yeah,
Broadway,
Broadway, Broadway, Broadway. Yeah. Broadway.
Yeah. The Great White Way. Superhero.
Supergirl. I mean, that was
lame.
Well, I'm just telling you the first thing that came to my head.
I think it's lame.
Do you want the second one?
Yeah,
Batman.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
There
you
go.
Just gonna give
No, I actually enjoy your show. Shenanigans.
Poop.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's shenanigans-y.
Well, you know.
Texas.
Cow.
They have those.
I've heard.
Pizza.
Party.
I like where you're thinking.
Yeah, this is really fun. Knock.
Just give it to me again.
Knock.
Poop. Okay.
That's Jeremy's bleep. Is what you're saying. Over anything.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Knock.
John.
Jelly bean.
I don't want to say.
No!
I feel okay, your pain.
Give me the last one again.
Jelly bean.
Bouncy.
Sure.
Our curses are the opposite of curses. Yeah.
What's your favorite jelly bean flavor?
I don't like jelly beans. I don't like chewy candies.
I don't either. I'm not a hard
They get candy. Stuck in yeah. your yeah, they get no, stuck in your it. Teeth and they make you get cavities. I don't like them. Skittles is like the farthest I'll go in the chewy candy category.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's your favorite candy?
Kit Kat.
It's a very good choice.
Do you like the breaking of it or the taste of it?
I just like the texture.
The crunch.
I like that crunch. Yeah. I want that crunch.
So you're like a big wafer fan.
No, I'm not a wafer fan. I'm a Kit Kat fan. And then followed quickly by chocolate-covered pretzels. But I don't like pretzels, really.
I don't like pretzels either, but I can eat a chocolate-covered pretzel.
But the chocolate-covered pretzel? Oh, my
You're like
God.
Those people who don't like tomatoes, but will eat pizza.
Except I love tomatoes and pizza.
That's true.
But I love peanut butter, refuse to eat peanuts.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just like the butter part.
I like that butter.
I like that butter, baby.
Okay, final word. You ready?
Creamy, not crunchy.
Oh, you're a creamy, not crunchy guy.
Oh, no, crunchy kind is weird.
Don't give me that
Oh,
crunch.
I like crunchy.
Don't give me that crunch.
Crunchy's like they got lazy halfway through the peanut butter making process.
You still have to chew.
Crunchy has peanuts in it, and I don't like the peanuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Give me another one.
That makes sense.
Give me, is this word association still?
Yes.
Because you just asked me my favorite jelly bean flavor, and that's not a word association.
We do tangents here.
Got it.
Games and tangents.
Okay, my eyes are closed again.
Lost.
TV show.
Favorite character on Lost.
Oh, that's tough. Well, I was in love with Claire, but she's not my favorite character.
Claire.
She's Australian. My favorite character, probably, I don't know. I like Desmond.
Yeah.
Desmond was a good one.
That's The Constant is one of my favorite episodes of television ever.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look it up. The Constant. It's great.
That's the island show, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Kevin! What else haven't you seen?
So this is part of the podcast, folks, when I reach out to Mr. Lin-Manuel. Lin, this is Kevin. I have not yet seen Hamilton, and all of my counterparts here have. Jeremy, have you seen Hamilton?
I have seen Hamilton.
Hashtag Kev for Ham.
So we're doing a little thing where if you tweeted us and hashtag Kev for Ham dares that you would like me to do to get tickets for Hamilton, and I will be all over that. Anything I can do to get a ticket.
I could probably get you tickets, Kevin.
All right, so maybe I won't have
you to. I need to give me like 2 months advance notice, though.
I mean, I will go whenever. Like, I literally will go whenever.
Still make him do
Wait,
a dare,
did you see the Tonys?
I did.
Then
I
you
did.
Saw Hamilton.
So, okay. So there's no muskets I mean, in the Hamilton performance.
Wasn't the Tonys just the Hamilton live broadcast?
It was a medley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, James Corden was there.
He was great.
He was great. It's funny.
He's so cute.
I preferred him over NPH.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just seems more excited.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
he's always excited. I met James Corden once. It was at a press event for CBS last year when I was doing Supergirl. And I was leaving, and literally, I'm about to get in the car to go back to my hotel.
Yeah.
Somebody walks up behind me and puts their hands over my eyes and starts singing "The World Will Know" from Newsies. Like, not even one of the popular. He's like, Pulitzer Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us? It's like, what the hell is happening? I turn around, it's James Corden. He's like, hey, I love Newsies so much. I loved it. It was so good. I listened in my car all the time. I'll have to have me in the show. I was like,
that was a really good James Corden.
I never even tried it.
You just found a new secret talent on your resume. James Corden.
So if we ever have James Corden on the podcast, it's just Jeremy.
Yeah.
It's true. I think he won the Tony for
One Man, Two
the same year that I was nominated.
Oh, that was the same year.
2012.
Oh, yeah. Didn't go as well for you, though.
What's Steve Kazee doing?
Hashtag Jeremy come back.
To Broadway.
To the Broadway.
To the Break Right Way.
Yeah.
So we're excited for Supergirl season 2. You're on the CW now.
I am on the CW now.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. In October, when we premiere October 10th.
You shall be on.
Okay. I shall be on Monday at 8.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll be somewhere else. I'm just kidding. I have no plans that day.
I'll be DVR.
I know literally nothing about what's happening this season.
That's exciting, though.
Except there's going to be Superman's coming.
I heard Teen Wolf is Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he the Teen Wolf? Was he the Teen Wolf?
In the TV show.
Yeah. He was the wolf.
Michael J. Fox is going to be.
Not Michael J. Fox.
Were there multiple wolves?
There were.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see it.
He was the Teen Wolf.
He was the.
And I think the all the other wolves were older and like teaching him the ways of wolfing.
Got it.
So there was no other teen wolves?
They were young adult wolves.
They were 20 and over. He was still a teen.
Yes.
Although I think he was 20 and over.
Yeah, he seems pretty
potentially.
I think he was like 26.
If he's playing Superman, he's like supposed to
be. So it was like literally teenagers.
In his 40s at this point.
Yeah. Gleanagers.
Gleanagers.
We'll see.
Right.
Great. We've talked about Hamilton. So what have you seen this week, guys?
Oh yeah. What have you seen this week? Oh, everyone turned to me.
Yeah. We all looked at Kimberly. So I guess it's her turn.
Well, hello. I saw Bright Star.
Brian Song.
With friend of the show, Hannah Ellis?
With friend of the show, Hannah Ellis. And she does indeed own that bookstore.
She owns that bookstore.
She owns it.
Yep.
I'm so glad we told her, like, to really, really believe in that.
So we take credit for Hannah Ellis' performance in Bright Star these last 2 weeks.
So Hannah plays Margot Crawford, who is a character who... I guess it's like written that she works at this bookstore.
Yeah, she works there.
Because she used to work at the soda shop.
But you have decided to tell her that she owns it.
She owns the bookstore.
But you've seen it, yes, Jeremy?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, but that's what she's...
Is there not like a name on the outside of the bookstore?
No.
No?
There's not, is there?
And there's never a boss character that comes in and tells them what to do?
But I think
she's the one who closes up. And she's always
She wears the fancy dress in the second act. Like her new dress she's wearing.
It's like she sold a lot of books.
That's a small bookstore. I can't visualize anything outside of what I see on the stage. So I literally see a 6x8 bookstore. That's a tiny bookstore.
There's like 12 books. There
are 17 books.
The prospects are not good in that bookstore.
No, but they curate enough that you know what you want.
Right.
What you really, really want.
She put in a magazine rack.
Did you just do a Spice Girls?
They only sell one magazine.
No, they do. I love how
they have every issue.
Was it the Asheville Southern Journal?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Just in case it gets published. Oh, my question about the bookstore. Is she like cashes his check? Is that a thing that you could do? Just like walk into a store and be like, will you cash my check?
Yeah, you can do it at Walmart.
You can do it still.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had a check in a while. I also do that.
Usually stores take a cut out of your check, but you can cash a check.
Oh.
But they do. They did do that back in the day.
That's so interesting.
So what did you think of Bright Star?
I mean, I loved the music. I am one for a banjo. I like myself some bluegrass, and I thought it was very much...
We are pro banjo on this show.
Yeah, except Jeremy.
I'm not pro banjo. I just like, okay, it's a banjo. Okay, great. You like, you literally. Got it.
So
like,
now we know Jeremy's special skills.
Well,
it's James Corden and a banjo.
Got it. I respect a banjo like immensely.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I don't know.
Banjo?
Oh my God.
We don't get that part.
He was trying to say, don't you know, but banjo.
He gets it.
Okay.
We're there.
Oh, I'm going to gloss over that pun.
Yeah.
I've known Brian longer than any of you.
That's very true. That's true.
I understand his true nature.
Please inform us.
No. Kevin, you saw Bright Star.
I did.
Kevin saw something!
Hey! I did. I had a really great time when I saw it.
Yeah.
I think it's just the music was really beautiful. The performances were really great. I loved the way that it was just very stylized but like toned down production, and I really enjoyed that. Cool. I thought it was something nice when everything's being very loud on Broadway to have something that kind of like lulled you into a place.
Cool. And there's parts of it that were like a throwback to sort of a golden age.
Yeah,
that's what I came out of music wise is that they basically paired like golden age sounding songs and made them bluegrassy.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you took the bluegrass out of those songs. They would be musical theater songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't still be bluegrass songs.
Yeah.
I thought some of the directorial decisions were super cool. Like that whole Rick Rewind moment that they had.
When she runs into that dress.
Was like.
Oh, no, the Rewind in Asheville.
Yeah. Well, there were a couple of moments, weren't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I just remember like just sitting up a little higher in my seat and just being like, okay, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And they did it so expertly. I thought it was so cool.
That was so much fun.
The more I think about her, like. Taking off her clothes and running into that young yellow dress.
Oh, yeah.
The more I'm obsessed with it, because I was like, when I was first watching it, I was like, what's she doing? She's just going to like strip and then put on this new dress? And then you just see her like yearning so hard for the past that she has to just like run right back into it.
And that song has nostalgia like written into the fabrics of it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good. It's good that they wore like such... covering undergarments back in those days, because then we didn't feel awkward or anything.
I agree.
That's true. You know?
That's a really excellent point.
Thanks.
You're really, really killing it today.
Yeah.
Anybody else see anything recently?
Brian, didn't you take Broadwayster on the road this week?
I did.
We're off on the road to Broadwayster.
Well, good reference.
Thank you.
That's from the
Bing
old,
Crosby.
Yeah. Those
and
old
Bob
movies.
Hope old movies where they used to go on the road to like, we're off on the road to Morocco.
How do you like, go on the road to Morocco?
But it would be like them on a camel.
Camel. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was just like, it. And like it's not Got really it. A camel, but
or
then like
a road.
For 5 seconds it is their candle.
Yeah.
A camel.
Ryan, did you take a camel to DC?
I took a train camel.
It's not real.
No. So I
just
saw
a regular trade experience.
I saw Next to Normal at the Keegan Theater down in D.C. It was really good. I actually never seen Next to Normal live. I'd only seen I'd only seen a bootleg copy of.
Did you see Alice Ripley? Bootleg?
Yeah, bootleg Alice Ripley, Alan Tveit, Jen Damiano. Yeah.
Original.
The original cast.
OC.
The OC.
Did you have Brian D'Arcy James or?
No, I didn't.
The other guy.
Yeah.
J. Robert Spencer.
Yeah,
okay.
And so I'd seen that.
It's a very different show when it transferred to Broadway.
It really was.
I didn't see either,
I saw both.
Yeah.
Saw
you saw the Off-Broadway too?
Yeah. Off-Broadway, well, originally it was called Feeling Electric. And the end of Act One was a song called Feeling Electric where the doctor, like, who was played, I think, by this.
It was the same person.
You think the same guy could be all the way through.
But he took that way that he was like the rock star.
Yeah, it was like he became this crazy rock star in her head, and it, you know, it was the whole electroshock therapy.
Oh, interesting.
Electro rock therapy.
That also had the whole scene when she like freaked out at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, at Costco.
Yep.
Costco.
They cut that
Costco.
One. They talk about it in like the Broadway version, like real quick, but they cut that whole song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their production was excellent. Having nothing to compare it to, because as much as I say I saw the original production, like, you don't get it when you're not in the theater.
Yeah.
It was a really good production. Everyone really enjoyed it. The talent was excellent. The one thing I would say is that the set was a little bit too much. There was a lot of stairs. They were going for like an MC Escher type of feel to it.
Mm.
And I don't think that it felt busy as opposed to, allowing everyone to feel as if there were too many doors and whatnot. But I really enjoyed
Interesting,
it.
Interesting. Because the Broadway set, they did like the house, but it was like the whole thing was also her face. So you could see like certain things were happening like further in her subconscious that they were higher up.
Yeah,
that was the staging for Next Door on Broadway. Was that like it was the three tiers of her mind and like the top, like that's why you could see the face behind it. And so anything
I never
happened,
saw a face behind it.
Yeah, like well, there like when they like the before intermission and like something that you saw the face come out, and so it was like
it was
I don't
like
remember
when
that.
The like screens would come on to block off one of
those. Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
So like spoiler alert,
but I never
like
knew
when
why.
Aaron Tveit started out as the son, like he when the I'm Alive song, he starts at the top because he's from like the back of her mind. He's fighting his way to the front, which is why he does the whole like drop down a few tiers down.
So that
why did they get rid of dramaturgy? Jeez.
So yeah, that was what I loved because I saw the I was at the second preview on Broadway when it did. I was like,
here at Broadway, we love previews. Apparently,
we love previews. Previews are our favorite time to see shows because you see them trying it out.
And then that was
what I loved about it. Yeah. That was the whole, like, took the set and integrated it into, like, the fiber of the show.
I also saw Something Rotten Again. I wanted to see Rob McClure do that part.
Oh, yeah.
How was he?
It was great. It was cool because I saw it with Brian D'Arcy James, and now I saw it with Rob, where the rest of the cast was still the same, essentially. It was really interesting to see their different takes on that that role, and both work completely and totally within the context.
Was there
of
much
that
of a
show.
Difference?
I would say Brian D'Arcy James was more of a grounded character in terms of being the straight man, and kind of everyone was goofy around him, whereas Rob was more took it more of in a character way, and it still worked immensely well because he didn't take it too far in a charactery way that it took away from everyone else. But and he was still grounded. I mean, he's very good at that. I saw him in Chaplin, and I've seen him in a lot of other shows. And I think it works either way. And whether you saw it then or now, you're still getting the same show in the audience, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally.
It was great. And guess what, guys?
What?
Finally, after all these years, I saw Christian Borle on stage.
This has been like a running joke because every time Brian tries to see Christian Borle,
he's out.
He's out every time.
I miss him in Spamalot. I missed him in Legally Blonde.
I forgot to call him this time. Why didn't you tell me you were going to the show?
I missed him the first time I saw Something Rotten. It was his vacation week. What else?
Legally Blonde?
I said that. I think that's it.
Starcatcher.
Oh, I missed him in Starcatcher.
Yeah.
He was
fantastic. And he's so good in that. And I missed him. And I finally saw him.
That's
I missed
amazing.
Him in Starcatcher.
You did?
And he was sitting the aisle over from me.
Oh, really?
Watching
it? That's so funny.
When and I was just like, but I wanted to see you.
I missed Brian D'Arcy James when I saw Something Rotten. He wasn't in it. His understudy was in.
Was it great?
His understudy was great.
Cool.
I really enjoyed the show. Everybody else was still there, so it was like a really strong production. But the understudy was, he fit right in. He was great.
Well, that's what we've seen.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Kimberly, do we have a game?
Game?
Oh my goodness, we have a game.
Yes! We love games. I'm broad-based.
I don't know what this game is. This is all...
No one does.
Okay.
I forgot to come up with a name for this game.
Name it now.
The Nameless Game.
This game is called...
Peace.
Fantasy Date Night.
Fantasy Date Night!
Oh, you didn't tell me to shout the name of the game.
One, two, three.
Fantasy Date Night!
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. So basically, I Googled Jeremy Jordan fan fiction.
No!
Wait, there's fan fiction?
And this is what I found.
I don't know any of this.
Excited.
Why have I never Googled this?
No.
Okay. Wow.
So, you're not the game master.
You're not the game master.
That's true.
So this girl, I assume, has created this fan fiction called Broadway Star Preferences. And it is about... I'm going to read her words. I'm going to be describing what it would be like if you were dating your favorite Broadway stars.
Oh.
So, she has so far written how you met and your first date.
Okay.
So, Jeremy, you get to choose who you'd like to go on a date with of the following list.
Oh, God.
Aaron
Sorry,
Tate,
Ashley. Oh, okay.
Jeremy Jordan. Ben Fankhauser. Corey Cott.
I'm choosing.
Ramin Karimloo. Or Derek Klena.
I'm choosing who I go on a date with as as me?
Yeah, because it's funny.
You can pick you. I want to hear
can
what
I
yours
pick
is.
Me?
Yeah, pick you.
You want to go on a date with yourself?
Wait, wait. So give me the choices. Yours. Give me the choices again.
Aaron Tveit, Jeremy Jordan, Ben Fankhauser, Corey Cott, Ramin Karimloo, or Derek Klena. He'll basically be Jeremy Jordan as a 16-year-old girl. So basically, a girl would be reading this as herself.
Okay.
Going on dates with these people.
So we're pretending to be the 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, okay. That's different.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
If I was a 16-year-old girl of that list.
Yeah.
I would choose Jeremy. I'm just kidding. Gosh.
I want to hear yours. I'm
would,
okay if
who
you
would
pick
I
yours.
Choose? Wait, you are you guys going to choose one too?
I don't know.
Do we each get to pick one?
I was going
to
make Brian go on a date with you.
Okay, well then Brian will pick me, and then we'll see
Perfect.
How that goes.
Okay,
I'm gonna choose Aaron Tveit.
Yeah, because
okay.
you have multiplying chills.
Okay.
All right, Jeremy, this is how you met.
I know all of these people, by
I
the
know.
Way.
That's why it's funny.
Okay.
You were working at Starbucks in New York because jobs are hard to find.
Damn right.
The Starbucks was empty, and you were sitting on a stool.
Starbucks is
on
never
Instagram.
Empty in New York. Okay,
I know.
Okay.
Then a handsome blonde man walked in and walked up to the counter. You quickly put away your phone, went up to the counter, and asked the man what he would like. Just a caramel frappuccino, please, he said with a smile. You got a cup. And what's your name, you asked, uncapping a Sharpie. Oh Aaron Tveit, he told you. Has he used his full name? That name sounded familiar. As you made his frappuccino, you thought about it. When you finished, something clicked. Hey! Aren't you on the show Next to Normal? You asked excitedly. He nodded. Yeah, have you seen it? He replied. You nodded and started gushing about how much you loved him in it. You and Aaron quickly discovered how much you had in common and exchanged phone numbers.
Oh, thanks, Aaron.
That's a great way to meet
I have
somebody.
Aaron's phone number.
Brian,
Sorry,
would you
Aaron.
Like to know how you meet Jeremy Jordan?
Of course.
Yes.
I'm so
excited to
hear
Jeremy's story.
If this is, okay, let's see what they say.
All right, Brian.
You were sitting on a bar stool sipping some wine.
I'm going to stare at Brian lovingly while you read this.
For a fun night.
You have a friend, Stephanie.
A few minutes later, she walked in holding hands with a guy you've never seen before. And two other guys trailing behind them.
What?
Brian! Stephanie squealed, dropping the guy's hand and running to embrace you. You guessed she was already drunk. Oh, this is my boyfriend, Brad, by the way. And these are Brad's friends, Nick and Jeremy.
I know literally, I have no friends named Nick. Sorry.
It's fan fiction.
You waved to all of them and gestured for them to sit down. Stephanie sat on Brad's lap. Jeremy sat next to you. And Nick wandered off to the bathroom. Stephanie and Brad immediately started making out. And you turned around to give them some privacy.
Oh.
Finding yourself face to face with Jeremy.
I'm still staring at Brian.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I'm Brian, you said.
Hi. I'm Brian.
You said. You and Jeremy started talking and didn't even notice Stephanie and Brad leave. You ended up setting up a date and exchanging numbers.
Here's my number.
Please tell me that's how you actually met. That would be incredible.
No, we met in a dorm room bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, do you want to go on a date?
I do.
Let me go back to your choices.
Yes.
So I can't have Jeremy or Aaron.
No.
Sad
you can do
day.
Ben Fankhauser, okay. Corey Kott, okay. Ramin Karimloo, or Derek Klanna.
Let's pick Ramin.
Ooh.
Ramin.
Kevin, can you pass me that beer?
Yes, I sure can.
Thank you. Jeremy's discarded dank beer?
Yeah, I want that dank beer, girl.
They've already gone on a date together. They can have
it's
a beer.
It's a little sweeter now that I've put my spit on it.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Ramin. You straightened your skirt and waited for...
That's how all of my nights start. Every evening starts with a good straighten of the skirt. Yeah.
And waited for Ramin to enter the room. You had just gotten a new job as an interviewer for...
Can it be Broadway World?
Sure, for BroadwayWorld.com.
There we go.
And Ramin Karimloo was your first interviewee.
Kevin.
The door opened and you stood up to greet him. Hi, I'm Kevin, and I'll be interviewing you today, you said as you shook his hand. It's a pleasure to meet you, he replied. You inwardly sighed... He had such a nice accent that I did not try to do. You two smoothly went through the interview, and by the end, you two were laughing and joking as if you'd known each other for years. Well, thank you for being here, Ramin. Be sure to look out for Ramin Karimloo as Enjolras, the 25th anniversary of Les Mis, you said to the camera. Bye, guys, Ramin said to the camera. That's my impression.
Why is Ramin playing Enjolras?
I'm confused.
Didn't your date play him?
My date played him?
Yeah, in the movie.
Well, in the movie, but they're talking about the 25th anniversary.
This must have been written a while ago.
Okay, got it.
As soon as he was sure the camera was off, he stood up and followed, and you followed suit. Thanks for being here, Ramin, you said, again, shaking his hand again. It was no problem, Ramin assured you. He shifted nervously. Do you think I could have your number?
Do you think I could have your number?
You brightened immediately. Of course, you said.
I always did. Of course.
You punched it into his phone and said goodbye.
Kevin would totally punch something into a phone.
I would. I'd be like, of course. Punch.
Yeah, 2-0, you know.
Oh, goodness.
Right.
So that who won that? I don't know.
No,
there was no winner. That's just
so
funny.
Now we
there to, is also a
now
first date.
Now there's the
date.
First date. Let's
so
hear
maybe me. You decide which of those were the best first
date. I want to hear about Jeremy's first date.
Jeremy's first date.
I need to hear about Jeremy's first date.
With Brian.
Okay.
No, with Aaron.
No, this is... No, Jeremy with... You and Jeremy.
No, Brian and Jeremy.
So Brian and Jeremy are going to continue to look into each other's eyes while Kimberly reads about your first date.
All right.
From fan fiction.
Should we act... Let's act this out.
Okay.
Kimberly, give us the stage direction and we'll do it.
Great. So far, it's just exposition.
So I'm the 16-year-old girl.
Yep. Give us exposition, right.
And Jeremy's himself.
Yes,
Jeremy's Jeremy.
Can I be Brianna?
Jeremy, can you play Jeremy?
I will try.
All right. So...
Since this was around the time Jeremy was leaving Newsies, the cast had big goodbye party for him. As soon as he found out, he invited you to accompany him.
Betrayals to you. To me. That's what they do when you leave Broadway. They sing Happy Trails.
Yeah.
It was the perfect first date idea, since with all the boys there would never be an awkward, quiet moment. The night of the party... He picked you up from your apartment.
You are not making eye contact with Jeremy, and it's really bothering me.
Sorry.
Okay.
And together,
I'm just
you
so nervous. I'm at that closing
where,
night.
Where did I pick up a 16-year-old girl from her apartment in New York City?
And
I'm clearly
to the
going
theater.
To your parents' house.
A 16-year-old Brian, by the way. Yeah. Brian.
16-year-old Brian.
Yeah. My facial hair is.
I went all the way to Jersey to go get you, Brian.
Yeah.
And then you walked to this party.
And we walked to New York City from Jersey.
We had a nice conversation.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, a long one. You had so much fun meeting all of your favorite newsies.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
Even though they all embarrassed Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Oh, they all embarrassed Jeremy?
Yeah, by yelling things like, hey, is this the girl you won't ever stop talking about? You're right. She's really hot.
That's me.
Facial hair. That facial hair is really sweet.
Thank you. I trim it.
Brian's a hot girl.
He is.
A few hours later, Jeremy dropped you off at your place.
Oh, thanks.
Apologizing for the behavior of some of the guys.
It's okay.
Man,
don't worry.
Do you apologize for your bros all the time?
This is how I talk in real life.
Parentheses.
Dude, my bros were so... They were such low buttheads.
I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. I really had a fun time.
Yeah.
You insisted that you didn't care and gave him a somewhat awkward hug. The end.
Wait a minute. The end of a fan fiction first date is
a
somewhat
hug?
Awkward hug.
A semi-awkward
just
hug?
Reading what's on the internet.
For those of you who write fan fiction about Jeremy Jordan, please give us some more meaty material next time. So that was fan fiction.
That was fantasy date night.
That was kind of amazing because I didn't know that that was coming.
I did not either.
The
Jeremy,
is,
did you really not know there's fan fiction about you?
I did not.
And how do you feel
I'm
now
so
knowing
now.
That?
You know...
I think that next week we should write, like, play a game where we write fan fiction about Jeremy Jordan.
Please stop.
Is that a new game? Friend of the show?
Fan fiction?
I feel like I need to submit. I feel like I need to submit something.
Okay.
That's a little bit more
truthful. Well, there is no
second
date on this yet. If you want to submit a second date with Brian.
Maybe not that.
Okay. So, Jeremy, moving on.
Yes.
What's your favorite musical?
Ooh. What's my favorite musical? You know, I have a few. Of the classics.
Whatever.
It's probably West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's just it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first shows I saw as a kid that was like, oh, that's what I want to do.
Well, you answered my second question, so what else is your favorite musical?
What was your second?
Favorite experience seeing a show.
Oh, well, no, that wouldn't... I don't know if that's my favorite experience, because I don't remember it very much, because I was still, like, a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite experience... I don't know. I would say probably the first time I saw Rent.
In New York?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In New York. I saw it on Broadway. It was the first show I ever saw on Broadway. Rent was, like, mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
As, like, a, you know, 19-year-old kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I also and
what else? What other musicals do you like?
Also, well, not in terms of my favorite. When I was in London, I saw the original production of Blackbird, which is
okay
on Broadway right now.
It closed already.
Is it closing?
It closed.
It closed
the day before the Tonys.
Okay, well,
I think they had
it
a matinee before the Tonys.
But it was
right.
It was like one of the most thrilling things I've ever seen.
Hmm. Really? Did you see it here?
I did. And I. You know, they had a different epilogue in London, which was really amazing. That I missed, but it was totally solid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways,
do we have another game, Kimberly?
We have a quiz.
Quiz time!
Quiz time!
Great.
Ooh, that was like some
Brian and I used to be part of a boy band in college, a fake boy band.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was called Pizza.
Pizza.
Wait.
No, let's try that again. Pizza.
Pizza. And then we need two more people to go pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. You gotta throw the seventh in there. Yeah. Anyways, we would do that.
Yeah.
That was the extent of our boy band.
Yeah.
Well, and then we would post like boy band pictures.
Yeah, I have one.
Did you ever eat pizza and then sing about the pizza you were
eating? I'm sure we did.
Probably.
I'm absolutely positive we did.
It was actually
that's how that came about.
It was me, Jeremy, and Jay Enemy of the Show.
Yeah. Jay, yeah.
Oh, enemy of the show, Jay.
Why
Schmidt.
Is Jay an enemy of the show?
He declared himself an enemy of the show.
Brian still does sing to his food. As someone who watches him in the kitchen all the time.
Oh, making some pasta, putting some sauce on it. Should I make some meatballs? It's time for the meatballs. Put it in the fridge. Take it out of the fridge. Put it in the total microwave. 5 minutes. Oh, that's too much. Now you're down to two. Now I'm going to eat this pasta with you.
Yep.
That was terrible.
Jay's alarm clock every morning is...
You almost said put it in the toaster.
Yeah.
And then you said put it in the microwave.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the toaster oven. Maybe I should do it there, but microwave is faster. That's why I don't need 5 minutes. That's why I need two.
That's like really realistic lyrics.
Yeah.
Because nobody people mess things up in speech all the time. So why wouldn't you do that in song?
Yeah, that's I agree. True.
Yeah, that's a terrible song. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a quiz.
Okay.
The theme will become apparent.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, so I how the quiz works.
Becoming a parent.
Becoming a parent is the theme.
Got it.
having children.
So the theme. A lot of these questions are baby and.
No!
Yep.
Story goes on. Got it. I win.
Yeah. So you'll each get a multiple choice question. I have two rounds.
Okay.
So keep track of your own score because I always forget to.
Great. Who's going first?
Who wants to?
Jeremy.
Oh,
Jeremy.
Okay,
going first.
Here we go.
I guess that's how it goes.
It's a quiz. I mean, I know how to do a quiz.
Great. The first superhero musical was a 1966 production of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman.
Yes.
The plot pitted the Man of Steel against the threat of an evil scientist and his army of what? Chemically altered Russian gymnasts, Arabian snake charmers, or Chinese acrobats?
I don't know this show. I'm going to say the first one.
The chemically enhanced Russian gymnast?
Yes, that's right.
Nope, that is who will be attending the Olympics this year. But Chinese acrobats.
That's literally the bad guys in that show?
Is it an evil scientist and his Chinese acrobats?
That's
it.
Kimberly just threw international shade.
Yeah.
No, they might be barred. It's a real thing.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Then don't come for me.
I think you mean barred.
Don't come for me.
Well, I guess I lost that. Do I get negative points or just zero?
No, just a zero.
Just a nothing.
Okay.
Brian, do you want me to give a question to Kevin so you can go to the bathroom?
I'm going to say yes to that.
Okay.
All right.
He's not going to say no to this.
Does he go to the bathroom at least once a podcast?
Every episode.
Yeah.
I cut it out of some.
Every episode.
No, you will not cut this. Them when you're wait, just like, Brian does the pee-pee dance.
Make sure you close the door so we can hear the door closing. Close the door, Brian.
All right, we got the door.
It's a very quiet door.
And then we'll insert some like water pouring into a sink. literally just have that like for like a minute of the episode.
That was hilarious.
The door closes, just like water pouring into a sink, and then the door reopening, Ryan be like, hey, what did I miss?
That would be incredible.
Who's winning quiz game?
Do you want a question, Kevin?
Yes, please.
Or do you want to look at your phone?
I'm ready.
Okay. No cheating.
Yep.
I see that phone next to you.
Oh, are you cheating?
I don't cheat.
I'm not cheating. It's over there.
In 2002.
Okay.
Yep. Put your hands up. There you go.
In 2002, a Broadway-bound production of Batman, the musical, was canceled. It was conceived by Tim Burton, playwright David Ives.
Jeremy Jordan.
And Jim Steinman, who is best known for his lyrics for which musical act?
With Jim Steinman?
I know this.
Yes, Jim Steinman.
Okay.
Did he write lyrics? Welcome back, Brian.
Damn it, I know this answer.
Meatloaf, bread, or cake?
What was the question? I missed that.
Jim Steinman, who do you write lyrics for? Oh. Meatloaf, bread, or
cake?
Can
I take this question? If he gets it wrong, can I answer?
Yes.
Do you want to phone a friend, Kevin?
You can phone a friend. Hannah did it last
week.
But
then he gets the point. Oh, no, but we gave Hannah the point.
We gave Hannah the point. I'm going to say it's meatloaf, bread, or cake.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say meatloaf, and I'm going to see how Jeremy reacts.
What?
You are correct.
Oh! You didn't even give me a chance to react. It is meatloaf.
You were really good. You kept a very steady gaze.
Brian, in the off-Broadway musical Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, I know it. I saw it twice.
Did you?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I saw it. It was at the Public.
Oh.
Two unlikely friends, Dylan and Mingus, find a ring that allows them to fly. Who was the original owner of said ring?
Come on.
Was it Dylan's mom?
Oh, it's part of the
Superman or a sorceress named Susan?
I mean, I'm going to go with Superman because it's Fortress of Solitude. I think that's wrong, but let's see what happens.
It was Dylan's mom's wedding ring.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'm glad you fell for my trap.
Yeah.
Okay. So round
it's
two.
It's a trap.
They read Superman comics when they put the ring on. So that,
that's why it's
And there's a whole song about like, living in my fortress of
stars. It's a Legion ring?
A Legion ring. That was on Supergirl.
It was. I saw that episode. I watched all of them. Jay and I troll Jeremy when he's live tweeting.
What does that mean?
That means we like send funny things to him that are just like, or we like disrupt what he's actually trying to do.
Yeah.
They make his job.
They pretend to be fans that like know a little too much about me, basically.
Got it.
All right, Jeremy, do you like a question?
Yes.
Great. In 1985, a $4 million production of a Captain America musical was prepped for the stage, but never quite made it. The play was going to involve Captain America and his lady friend, who gets kidnapped by terrorists and held at the Lincoln Memorial.
Right.
What was the lady friend's profession? Was she a tour guide at the Smithsonian, a waitress in Cap's favorite diner, Red, White, and Soup, or a presidential candidate?
You can't make up Red, White, and Soup. It's B.
I made up Red, White, and Soup.
Man, come on.
She's that good.
She was a presidential candidate.
Oh, what? Wow.
I just wanted to be punny like Brian.
There were no female presidential candidates in 1984.
You were the punny.
I know. That's why I thought it was cool. It's very progressive.
That is very progressive. That's why I didn't make it to Broadway.
I know.
I don't think that's the only reason that Captain America the musical did not make it to Broadway.
The musical Brooklynite focuses on a Brooklyn superhero that wants to hang up her cape and become a normal Brooklynite.
Okay.
What's her name?
That Doyle was she? Is all I know from
Brooklyn. That's her
name. Was she Starfire?
Okay.
Wonder Queen or Astrolass?
I actually know this answer.
I know.
Can you say them one more time?
Starfire, Wonder Queen, or Astrolass?
It's Wonder Queen.
It's Astrolass. Yeah.
You thought that his little look to you meant it was right.
I did.
He's messing with you. All right, here we go.
I was proud of Wonder Queen.
Kevin has one. I have zero, and Jeremy has zero.
Yes. Correct. So you get one, you tie with Kevin.
I have zero times two.
And then there's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Brian, presumably inspired by the success of Jesus Christ Superstar, this Marvel character was rumored to star in a new rock opera in 1975 that never made it to Broadway. Was it going to be Star-Lord, Captain Marvel, or the Mighty Thor?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What was the rumor?
Stanley announced it, and then it never happened.
So?
He announced there's going to be a rock opera about this character.
And the idea was that...
So he started his own rumor that didn't happen.
And it just fell through.
It fizzled through.
Oh, yeah. And he thought of that because Jesus Christ Superstar was so popular.
Presumably.
Okay, I'm going to say Thor.
It was Thor.
Yes!
Because she would never make up the Mighty Thor.
That's true. I almost just wrote Thor because I would never have actually said the Mighty.
I would have said Star-Lord because it sounds like an 80s
thing. All right, Brian.
Yeah, you know.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, Star-Lord. Anyway.
It was a 70s one.
Yeah.
So the tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Is the
Wait,
first.
Do I not get another one?
You already got two. Everyone
they
got two.
They got two, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you only get two?
Yeah.
I don't know how this game works.
That's sorry.
There are two rounds.
All right.
Okay.
Because usually we're too drunk to have a third.
So we'll do a tiebreaker, but we'll make it worth 2 points so Jeremy can play.
Yeah.
And then he'll win.
Whoever wins.
Okay. That's not fair, but fine.
The tiebreaker is the first person to guess my favorite superhero.
Green Lantern.
Storm.
Nope.
Batgirl.
Nope.
It's Wolverine.
Nope.
Is it a man or a woman?
That's a good question.
It's a man.
Superman. Batman.
Robin.
No.
Arrow. Green Arrow.
Captain America.
The Flash.
Thor. Captain America. Yeah! He's so handsome and nice.
Damn it. I only named DC characters. What does that make me? I've drank the Kool-Aid.
You drank the Kool-Aid.
The DC Kool-Aid.
That's fine. All right.
Anyway, that was my quiz.
That was a really good one.
Kevin, have you won a quiz yet?
No.
No.
No, yay!
Kevin doesn't win anything.
Yeah, Brian usually
I'm a loser.
I think, Kevin, you should just be thankful that we didn't fire you after last week.
I know. I'm actually really excited. Hannah made that option very apparent.
Yeah.
All right, so what's next?
I think I
see what's next.
Is it time?
We're there already.
It's time.
Lights up Broadway!
Lights up Broadway!
Jeremy looks so
skeptical. I don't know what's happening.
Do you know these cards?
Oh, yeah, these are the Squids cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, Squiggs is a friend of mine.
So Squiggs did your wedding.
Yeah. I had him draw like characters of my wife and I, like in like different parts of our relationship, like when we first met, when I proposed, like our wedding, you know, like a date or something, and then we made it into our the program at the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And we had it like as a playbill. It was really cool.
Oh, that's really nice.
So cute.
Yeah.
I love things about weddings.
Oh, Squiggs. Yeah, that's true.
It's on the brain.
Should we get Squiggs into your wedding?
Okay, so what's happening with these cards?
So you're going to go through the cards. Kimberly, what's she going to do?
If you see an actor, let us know
a role.
Do I look
through now?
Yeah. Let us know a role you'd like to see them in or something you really liked that they did. Mm. And if you see something else, just talk about it.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm
really?
So sorry.
Did you know these cards?
No, no, we
no
didn't.
Literally,
we didn't.
Buy them
we
like
didn't.
Fresh.
Those are that's he. Jeremy just opened the pack.
Wow, that's impressive.
All right, Jeremy, so
here we go.
Here we go.
All right, I opened a fresh cards. Nobody saw these. Okay, so Jason Danielli is number one.
Okay,
husband to Maren Macy, all around very very sweet, nice guy. I want to see Jason. Well, you know, Jason and his wife did Next to Normal together on Broadway.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see that.
Great.
That must have been cool.
Great.
Okay.
Next up.
Jason. Zero Mostel. I'd like to see him alive.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. What would he be like 107?
Yeah.
I would love to see a 107-year-old man in a Broadway show.
Yeah, a revival of...
For sure.
Fiddler,
I guess. He could take over for Danny.
Yeah. Rebecca Luker. I don't know if I've ever seen Rebecca.
Oh, married to Danny Burson.
Of course,
yes. Oh,
yes.
Speaking of Tevye.
I don't know if I've ever seen her in... A show.
I heard she was great in Fun Home.
I can't wait to see
I'm
her
sure
when
she was
comes.
Amazing.
What is
it,
Tiny Dancer?
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that.
I did the first reading of that.
Did you?
I did.
Rebecca
Luker. I'd love to see her play Tevye.
Why not?
She lives with him.
Okay, we have Josh Segarra, who is now currently in...
You're going to hang out with him
on
in
your
Vancouver.
Feet. Yes, he's going to be on Arrow, right? You know, I'd love to see Josh Segarra in. Well, you know, I think he'd be a good Che.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Damn right. Yeah. And finally, we have Finding Neverland. And it is the Squiggs drawing of the whole cast. Finding Neverland on Broadway.
Yeah.
The Broadway cast.
Oh. The Broadway cast.
Yeah.
On the back of it says, did you know, in the out-of-town trial production of the ART in Cambridge, Barry was played by Jeremy Jordan.
No!
You're on the card?
Oh my God.
Because you've got a card that involves you, you need to finish your drink.
That's actually true.
Drink, I have to drink. I have to finish
drink.
Drink. I'm only
drink.
Broadwasted.
Broadwasted. Drink.
Broadwasted doesn't work as a chant. Wow.
No, it doesn't. That was very impressive. Good job finishing that drink.
I got close.
I know.
I couldn't do it.
I wouldn't have done
it. You were
on
a squid card, sir.
I believe there's a squid card of me.
I would assume.
I didn't read it, though. I bet in the back it doesn't say anything about Finding Neverland.
No.
So we want to thank you for coming on the show, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Awesome. Again, social media, Jeremy M. Jordan. What's next for you, Jeremy?
Well, right after you hear this, I'll be in London.
London
and Edinburgh performing. I'm going to LA to perform in the Hollywood Bowl as Tony in West Side Story.
Oh, awesome.
Your
and then after that, I'm heading out to Vancouver to film season two of Supergirl.
We can't wait for that. That's good. When was that premiere again? October 10th?
October 10th this year. And then
it'll be Mondays at 8?
Yeah.
Mondays at 8.
And then... I'm also doing some voiceover work on the new Disney series of Tangled, which will be really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
We don't know when that's coming out yet, but it'll hopefully be sooner than later.
Will you be Flynn Rider?
No. All the original people are coming back.
Oh, Zachary Levi's doing it?
I'm playing a new character.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
A gecko?
No, he's a man. He's a person.
He's a man.
He speaks.
Oh, man. I know the person.
He's a young boy.
Is there a love triangle?
Very fun character.
Oh. Cool.
He might have a love interest.
Ooh. Is it a 16-year-old Brian?
It is 16-year-old Brian. Voice. It's 16-year-old Brian as a gecko.
Right.
As a gecko. I love it.
Yes.
So
new fan fiction.
We end up with a quote.
Yeah.
But when you're hearing this, Bright Star, Eclipsed, and King and I have closed. So we're gonna pour out a drink for them. We're going to pour out something for them.
But not literally, but not literally
on the equipment.
Don't worry.
Can you all say?
Alex engineer, we're
but
good.
Happy trails to Bright Star, Eclipse, and King and I. You were great. And I'm going to end our quote today with, love, let me lift this veil of darkness. Love, let me see my way back to you. From Bright Star.
Awesome.
That's my quote today.
It's from Bright Star.
I've been listening to the album all week.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was very meaningful this time. It's usually a laugh line.
Jeremy got really emotional.
Yeah.
I did. I felt real feelings during that show.
Yeah.
I loved the real feelings. Songs. Yeah. I don't ever cry, especially during shows. Mm-hmm. And I let a couple tears out.
That
there.
One got you? What was the moment that got you?
The moment that got me the most was when they were talking about how she couldn't wait to see her baby.
Mm.
I don't know why. I think it's just because, you know.
It's just so raw. It was very
raw. Emotional.
I'm at that point in my life, you know, I'm 31, like, I'm mm-hmm. ready to be a dad.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, just like.
Got ya.
That kind of stuff gets me right in the heart space.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
All right. So now, my favorite part of the show.
Y'all ready for this?
We end every show with the end of those magic changes.
Here we go.
Wow. See, see.
Zoo-doo-wop bump.
Should we try that again with you?
Jeremy, ready?
I was going for the whole C-C-C-C-C-C-A-A.
A minor.
A minor. F, 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 F,
G.
G,
G,
G, G7.
C-C-C-Radio.
I don't know, but something lyrics,
G minor.
But the song is really cool, you know. Singing Grease with all my friends here on the Broadway Wasted Podcast. Broadway Wasted Podcast. Brian is not a very good songwriter.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Zoo-doo-wop bump.
Cheers.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks,
everybody.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We'll see you next week. Oh, no, you won't. You'll hear us next week.
I cannot believe you got these cards.
I know, right?
It's so
those
good.
Are so good.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.